The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everybody, and this is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're ready to come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. On this week's show, we've got Tim Mondel, it's the first Saturday of the month, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, to tell us about all the programs throughout the Forest Preserve District of Cook County for the month of June. I'm pretty fired up because, you know what? They're blowing the doors open and welcome people. If you're in a building, you have to wear a mask, which is not expected. But they are just running all kinds of programs, and they can have groups of up to 500 people if they wanted to have them that large. But they don't. They like keeping a little bit smaller and more cozy between everybody. So I'm excited about the Forest Preserve literally open up their doors and arms and welcoming everybody back to the great outdoors and right in your own backyard of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And then we're going to have on, which I hope is going to be many times, is the Illinois Conservation Officer, Josh Moy. And he's going to be talking to us about the plans for the conservation officers for Illinois and their patrolling of the waterways of Illinois with the huge influx of brand new boaters on the water this year. And many may not know the safety rules that they should be abiding to. And just, you know, proper boat rules, safety, what you need to do, wearing life jackets, doing this, doing that. There's a lot of things I think many new boaters this year are having no idea about what to do. And so Officer Moy is going to be coming on, and we're going to be talking about that and what the conservation police are going to step up their patrols to make sure that they keep everybody safe on our waterways. We will then have in our last segment of the show the Aiden Fishing Report, Captain Tony's Outdoor Report on Lake Michigan, and maybe some outdoor news and fishing reports from around the Midwest. But remember to tell all of your friends to listen to the new ESPN Chicago app. It's downloadable for free, no upcharges, and you could listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors 24/7, which is kind of wild to think about, and tell all your friends to go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors, like us, and they will get information about the outdoors and videos and all kinds of interesting fishing reports for many areas around the country. So sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, make yourself a sandwich, or maybe you're eating breakfast. Who knows? Let's enjoy the great outdoors with Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities, from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week, or camping, or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing?
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, I am pretty excited right now because on the phone with me is, it's the first of the month, so we got a really good buddy, Mr. Tim Mondel, on the phone with us to talk about all of the neat things in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And let me tell you, this is a month to be excited for. Right, Tim?
Absolutely. I can say it. We're back. Program-wise, we are
looking into the future to kind of get some semblance of what we used to offer in the past pre-COVID times. So yes, extremely excited on our end.
I feel like I want to break into the Hallelujah chorus.
You can do the Katie Lang one. I appreciated that one from the Olympics a few years ago.
Okay.
It's a really good version.
All right, I'll have to listen to that one. But, I mean, it is just, I am so excited, really, that we are cracking that sealed door. On, I mean, while, yes, the nature centers have been open, but not the buildings, not the this, not the this, not the that. And, you know, we've been working. But, you know, right now we are working in such a cool thing that is going to be for everybody to get out and enjoy themselves even more.
It's one of those, yes, to everything you said, 100%. I would call it a numbing feeling. Maybe I can't come up with the right word, but the idea that we can create memories again, mm-hmm. the memories that we're accustomed to doing over decades and decades, since, what, 1918 or whenever the Spanish flu was. But, yeah, this would be fun. This would be fun to get back in there and shake off the rust, which includes the staff, because we're not used to programming in person for a large amount of people.
Yeah, the staff has gotten a little rusty. Well, that may not be the right thing to say, but...
Yeah, no, I know. We've been kind of behind the virtual wall, the Zooms and the Facebook Live and whatever the other avenues were that we've been using for the last... close to, what, 15, 16 months.
Yeah.
So now we're back and we're ready to go and staff's excited. We're still going to offer a mix of other programs, not just these larger scaled events, which obviously I'll describe the numbers, but we'll still offer some virtual ones. They're nice. We reached an audience that maybe through a lot of different factors wasn't or are not able to attend everything that we offer.
Yeah.
So, you know, some historical programs, talk about, and I did this before with my staff, we talked about the lagoons or the Deer Grove area. We'll still do that in some smaller scale versions, but yeah, the doors are open. Let's go.
And, you know, it's just, I know the buildings have been closed, okay, because of COVID. And now, you know, if everybody's wearing a mask when you walk into a building per county, you know, requirements. But here you are walking, getting your kids, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your significant other, your spouse, your single guys, your girlfriend, whatever. You're able to walk in and get the gee whiz factor going again. Gee whiz, that was a cool thing I read. Gee whiz, that was neat to see the turtle. Gee whiz, that crow was funny. Gee whiz, I mean, all of that stuff is coming back.
Yes. It's we're back.
I want to bring
the movie. We heard that line, but it's like we're back. Let's go.
You know. Oh my God! I'm fired up. I'm sorry. Okay.
Hey, no, man. It's a good thing. It is, and I mean, along those lines, that's how we want the public to feel. I mean, I know we're partners and we have a relationship, and you've always worked with the preserves, but you know, for the public to know that. Hey, even partners and people who have worked with one another for years are ready and roaring and ready to go,
mm-hmm.
That means a lot because we have a heavy amount of passion for the work that we do. And we were right there with you. Even though we offer the programs, we were in the same way. We wanted to be facilitators, to be interpreters again, in the fashion that we were used to. So now let's knock on wood. You can't hear it, but I am knocking on some wood over here. We're ready. We're ready to go.
Cool. So what's going to go on?
Cool. Yeah, all right. So we'll start with today. Up by me in the northwest region at Rolling Knolls, the Isaac Walton Lake out of the Elgin chapter, and the Elgin Park Services, in collaboration with us, are going to host a fishing derby. It's free for everybody. It's geared more towards 15 and younger. Typical fishing derby. You've got different categories for different fish and size and all that jazz. So that's going to take place again today at Rolling Knolls from 9 to 11. Another big deal is something new and kind of groundbreaking. We've never done this at Forest Reserve. We're partnering with Stare at the Sun, which is an ensemble choir organization that looks to invoke different feelings and emotions with people and the environment. So we're going to offer what's called the Hollow. Again, the Hollow. Not Sleepy Hollow, but the Hollow. And that's going to be today and tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. at Lanai Woods, which is in the Morton Grove region. And Chauncey, the idea with this one is that folks, it's registration, they register ahead of time, they arrive, and on a guided tour, they can experience trained, qualified singers, choir singers to kind of draw in nature elements.
That is cool. I got goosebumps.
Kind of what we were hoping for. Really, we were.
Because, I mean, thinking of, it's something different in the outdoors. I mean, we all, you know, if you're sitting in your garage, you got the radio blaring. But, I mean, to be out in nature, listening to music, listening to the vocal voice is what I was trying to say. Listening to the vocal voice, it's just a beautiful different sound. You may never realize how gorgeous it is. And, you know, the wild thing is, all of the songbirds are going to kick in. Because they're hearing music and singing and harmonism, and the birds are going to start making more noise along with the choir. This is so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and I promise the audience, this is not scripted. What you just said happened during their walkthrough. When they did the rehearsals, they were doing this, and then they did have different songbirds jumping in after the word. I think everybody was stunned in amazement.
Yeah.
So it's really, this. You know, I know the weather is a little warm, and that's okay, but if you have the opportunity, register and get out there, because this is going to be a once-in-a-time experience.
Oh, my gosh.
Should it go well, maybe they'll want to do more of these, but this is certainly worth a shot, drawing something different than unique that we can offer to the community.
Oh. You got me, buddy. You got me. I mean, really, I don't care if you're a hunter or a fisherman or a bird watcher or somebody who, you know, is just interested in, you know, conservation or is part of one of the rehab restoration groups that are involved with the forest preserves or other areas. This is something you want to be at. Oh.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, we should have a nice audience size for this. And again, you can register, well, you have to, but you can register for different dates and times.
Yeah.
So it's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. today and tomorrow. If weather's inclement, there are rain dates on there for next weekend. So at least one way or another, fingers crossed, we should be able to get this out and it'd be a wonderful opportunity.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, great. And that's the thing. And so take that excitement and carry it over to the Bobian Woods Celebration. This is an annual event. It's always the second Saturday in June. A colleague, Adam Kessel, and his group are offering this celebration, Saturday the 12th at 10 a.m., starting at least. Yoga, bird walks, archery. I think there's going to be a food vendor. Every year they have one, but I know with COVID, there's been a couple of restrictions. But this one will be a big one again. And I think, again, you attend one of these things and you're like, oh, okay, this is summertime. We got it. We'll be there.
Oh, God, this is the best month ever.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. We're thrilled to be able to get back into programming. The audience might be tired of saying it already, but that's what we do. This job is because it's a passionate job.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to get out there and do these things and throw an array of different activities and experiences at everybody is all we're trying to do. So this is good.
Cool. Anything else going on that I don't know about?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'll go quick on that.
Yeah.
The annual Bussy Lake Fishing Derby is Saturday the 19th. That's at Bussy Woods Grove 25. It's on the North Pool. There is an ADA platform. So if managing to get to that site once you're physically there is a problem, there's a way to get down there as well. We'll do the Juneteenth celebration at Sandridge Campus. once again, an annual program, annual event that's offered.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be from 10 to 3 on the 19th as well. And then something cool, Justin Mercer, one of my colleagues who kind of controls the Central Zone, Central Region, he's really been creating a larger audience and larger following for this. They do a nature obstacle course. It just started off as a small thing, a few supplies and equipment, and he's really grown this program, this event. So if you have a chance, you want to check out, and also maybe give you some ideas to do something at home with some of the natural elements that you have around you, take a look at this one. This is on Saturday the 26th at 26th Street Woods West, kind of the central, western central part of the Cook County area. So we have that. And then we have an array of smaller events, all registration-based. Check out the Walk and Talk at Red Gate Woods, which, folks, if you're not familiar with that, that has a major tie-in to the Manhattan Project, where one of the prototypes is actually buried. So that's down in the Palos region.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting back to camping, thankfully. So camping team is going to offer a Camping 101 up at Camp Reinberg in the Northwest region. Sandridge is going to do a watercolor summer, and we have an array of different hikes as well, kind of offered throughout the time. And something, again, unique, something different, we're trying different things, absolutely, is a celebration of what's dubbed International Mud Day. I said that correctly, and I said it slowly. So what we're doing with that one is just basically getting dirty, where we're using nature and we're trying to do different sculptures or just create anything out of mud. So for anybody that has white leather seats in their car, I probably wouldn't recommend you coming, or at least maybe putting covers on your seats. That'll be on Tuesday the 29th at Rolling Knolls.
Cool. This sounds like a weekend to get out and enjoy. While there's many great things going on, I want everybody to really think about that Son of the Hollow thing up at Morton. You said, what was it? Morton Grove?
Linnae Woods.
Linnae Woods.
Grove, the Dempster and Caldwell area.
Go.
Not too far off of 94.
Right. Go online, check it out, register, pre-registration. It sounds like it's going to be a great thing. My friend, if anybody wants more information, where do they go?
FPDCC.com. Check us out. Everything's listed on there. The event schedule is typically up about a month before the next, so July should be up now if it's not in the next day or two.
Cool. Well, Tim, thank you so much, and let's get everybody into the great outdoors right in their own backyard of the Cook County Forest Preserves.
It is a pleasure, as usual, to chat with you and let the audience know about what's going on.
Cool. Take care, buddy.
You too.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some grub."
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, well, I can hear the phone ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Well, it's Officer Josh Moy from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Conservation Police Officer. Hey, Officer Moy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Chauncey. Thanks for having me on.
I'm going to call you Josh, if that's okay.
Yep, that's perfect.
All right. Josh, having you on because I have never been so concerned in my life about so many, and I love that we have so many new boaters. And we've had the Coast Guard Auxiliary on, but it's just, I know the DNR is stepping up starting last weekend, Memorial Weekend, but, you know, the patrols and stuff, but they're not... They're looking for your safety as well as, you know, of course, violations. But that's also part of safety. But you guys are really having to crank it up with so many new boaters this year.
Yeah, and I think there's a little bit of a misconception with what we actually do on the water. Like you mentioned, I mean, we are out there looking for, you know, the basic stuff, registration and titling. But the majority of the stuff that we're going to be looking for is safety violate. When we do a normal inspection, we are looking for safety equipment, but we're also out there making sure that the people that are operating their boats are doing so in a safe manner for themselves and for everybody else that's, you know, the rest of the recreating public.
You know, I love when I watch, I call it geek TV, but it's all of these, you know, conservation officers around the country shows and stuff. And they pull up to a boat and they say, "Where are your life jackets?" They pull them out in the plastic bags underneath the seat. Well, folks, they don't look sexy under the plastic, under the seat. They look sexy when you're wearing them, okay? That's a Chaunceyism. I don't know, Officer Moy. But, I mean, it's like,
you need it when it's happening, you know, not after the fact. And there's so many other things about just, it's not like getting in a car and driving, is it?
No, and one of the biggest differences there is that boats don't have brakes, boats don't have seatbelts. So if you do get into an accident and you are somehow thrown out of the boat, or, you know, even if you're in the boat and you hit a wave or something like that and you fall out, or you're swimming or something, you know, something along those lines, the life jacket doesn't do you any good if you can't get to it.
Right.
And the majority of the deaths that we do have, you know, both on Lake Michigan and the state of Illinois, are due to not wearing life jackets. So if you do have them on the boat and they're still in a plastic bag or in that plastic container they come in, you bought them from the store, take them out of there, put them in a place where you can readily get to them if you need them.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't rocket science and stuff, but there are other things. Going to be a safe boater. I don't care where you're hearing the show. Well, I don't care what state you're in, but each state, always know the boating rules there. And don't have your cell phone in a waterproof pack that it'll work through. They make them because if you need to call for help, your phone's not wet. Okay. But what other things are there that we need to worry about, Moy?
So a couple of the most important things that we like to look for, and some of the biggest safety violations that we get, you know, these are some of the things that you may even get turned back to the dock, or, you know, might not be allowed to launch your boat if you don't have them. Fire extinguishers are a number one. You know, any boat that has a internal combustion engine needs to have a fire extinguisher on board. Boats that have inboards that have some sort of fire control system that's integrated into the boat, it's not a requirement for the state side, but we do recommend that you get those inspected every couple of years just to make sure that the systems themselves are working. If you do have a fire control system like that, you should definitely have at least some portable handheld fire extinguishers on the boat as well, just in case.
Now, when you talk about that one, if the engine is like under the deck, if there's a fire there, you either automatically sets off, or there's a button that you push that sets off the extinguisher, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yeah, and most of those, in a situation like that, the next two things that we kind of would hit on would be batteries and the ventilation systems. So if you do have a boat that has an inboard or an IO where you've got the fuel system and the engine in the same compartment, then you have to make sure that you're doing two things. One is every time before you start those engines, that you want to make sure that you run your blowers for, you know, I think it's 4 to 5 minutes is what the state says. 4 to 5 minutes, make sure that system's working, that you don't have a chance of having any fuel vapor in there to any amount where it could cause a fire explosion. And then another way to kind of limit that would be to make sure that your boat's batteries are in compliance with the state law, that the terminals are covered and insulated, or the entire battery and terminal set is inside of a box. That way, if there is an arc between the terminals, it doesn't, or it lessens the chance that it would cause an explosion if the fuel vapor mix is enough to where it would, you know, it would cause an explosion inside the boat.
All you need is a spark, right?
Yep, just a spark. And that could be from the terminal, you know, you hit a wave or a wake and the terminal shifts a little bit, or another wire comes loose and hits it, or the battery slot. We've had instances where the battery slid across, you know, the section of the boat that it was on and touched another piece of metal and caused a spark from that. So just something as small as that with the right mix of fuel vapor and oxygen there, and it's a recipe for disaster.
Wow. These are things that a lot of new boaters will know, but a lot of new boaters may not know. And that's my concern. They may not know.
And it's, you know, boating is one of those things where for a long time we didn't have a requirement to make to make sure everybody had a safety class. You know, we did have a requirement where you would have to take a safety class if you were going to rent a boat from somebody, and then, you know, under the age of 16, we would have safety classes for those if they were to operate the boats. But there was no requirement for everybody. So you know, there was a time where you could just go and get a boat and get out on the water And now, the last couple of years, we did have legislation passed, so anybody born after January 1st, 98, has to take a boater safety course. So although there's still a large portion of the population that doesn't have to have one, a lot of our younger, new boaters will have to have that course before they get out on the water. So we should see an increase in safe, responsible operation, you know, going forward.
Right. The other thing that every boat that's made out there that has a tag on it.
Capacity plate.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. And it amazes me that there's a reason for that capacity. It's not your concept of capacity. It's what has come up with a scientific proof of what that boat legally could hold.
Right. And I think a lot of people get kind of confused on those plates because there's going to be a number, a big number that's going to be persons, right? Like a 9 or 10 or 15 or something. But that'll also show a weight limit. And I think people get confused that it's either or, right? It's either 9 persons or 1,500 pounds. And it's one or the other. So if you have 2 people but 1,500 pounds of gear, that's it. If you have 9 people total, whether they're 1,500 pounds together or they're 800 pounds together, it's 9 people. And the reason for that is the stability of the boat. You know, when you're adding increased weight in certain areas or you have everybody riding in the front of the boat, it really changes the way that the boat handles and the way that the boat is impacted by the environment. So you're not going to get the turning that you would normally get. You're not going to be as maneuverable. You're not going to be able to speed up or slow down like the boat normally would. So it really does increase the dangerous opportunities that would arise, you know, while you're operating that vessel being overloaded or overcapacity.
Literally, I'm amazed, you know, because a lot of times you'll see, you know, 4, 6, 8, and you'll see 12 people on the boat. And I'm like, folks, this is not, you know, we got a problem here. And, you know, I want everybody to be safe when they're out enjoying the outdoors. That's the number one thing, because everybody has to come home. You don't want to have, because the worst thing to do is that go out, think you're going to enjoy the great outdoors for the day, and a terrible thing happens, and you lose somebody, or you lose a family, or you lose the matriarch of the family, whatever. Everyone should come home safe, and that's the number one thing, Josh. I mean, I can't express that enough for people to hear.
Yeah, you know, last year, I think we had somewhere around 80 accidents, and 30 of them with injuries, and something around 17 or 18 deaths. This past year, it was around, for all of calendar year, you know, 2020, it was around 100 accidents and about 17 deaths. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, most of those are from not wearing a life jacket, but almost every single one of those could have been avoided.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was alcohol or reckless operation or not wearing a life jacket, it's an easy thing to avoid.
Exactly.
And when you're looking at something like capacity, you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't think about there is if you're on something like a wave runner or a jet ski, you know, if you have a 2-person jet ski and you have 2 people on it because you're supposed to have a competent observer watching, you know, who you're towing on a tube or water skis, technically that jet ski is overloaded because that third person has no way to get back, right? If the tube goes down or if the skis break or something, yeah, you know, how are you going to get them on that jet ski? Now you've overloaded that jet ski. So there are some other issues that we would run into that people really don't think about because, well, it's just a jet ski. The boat's what, you know, right over there. It's not a big deal. And we all know how Lake Michigan is. It's not as friendly as people like to make it out to be.
No, it's not. I always say, you know, Mother Nature on Lake Michigan isn't the beautiful woman walking across the water in a white lacy dress. She's riding a Harley, has her leathers on, and she's going to whoop you good if you aren't listening. Lake Michigan is, you don't play.
Yep, it's definitely a different world when it comes to the way that Lake Michigan acts compared to some of the other places that even our Coast Guard friends, like some of the places they've been assigned.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about Lake Michigan being like a giant bathtub.
Yeah.
And, it makes it, whether it's the weather change or the waves or wakes, it makes it unpredictable. So depending on how long your trip is or where you're going, you add exhaustion in there from the heat or the sun, and it turns into a, you know, it could turn into a bad or a dangerous ride pretty quickly, and you'd have to really have your wits about you.
And, you know, for our kayak friends, because we got to be winding up here, but in our kayak friends, you need to remember, you need to be seen. You're close to the water level. Boats, and the bigger the boat, the more they can't see you. You almost need to have a little flag sticking a couple feet off the back of your boat somehow, your kayak, so you can be seen. It's an important thing. I mean, it's not a requirement, but it's an important thing.
It is. And, you know, there are places that sell, you know, whether they're flags, like the bright orange flags that you need, you know, if you're towing a jet ski or a tuber. It's 12x12 flag, something like that's very easy to get. It's inexpensive, but it is a way that you can be seen from farther away. You know, luckily, for the most part, recreational kayaks do come in pretty bright colors, but when you start putting in low light or distance like that, anything that you can do, whether it's a headlamp or something like that that makes you visible, that definitely would help out, especially some of these boaters that are unfamiliar with the areas, because it's, I'm sure you've seen on Lake Michigan, when you're looking back at Chicago at night, it is very easy to lose some of those boating lights into the skyline.
Oh, exactly.
The backlighting is awful. So
yeah. Now, I think the DNR website has boating safety information, correct?
We do. There's a boating safety digest. People would just type into their favorite search engine, like Illinois Boats Digest or Boater Digest, and PDF will pop up, and it's got all of the things that you would need to know for operation of a boat in the state of Illinois, both state regulations and Coast Guard regulations. It also has the information for the boat safety courses for those who need to or are interested in taking the boat safety classes.
Cool. Very good. Well, Officer Moy, thank you very much. Everyone, we've talked with Josh Moy. He's a conservation officer for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and we are going to have him on probably a number of times in the future, because it's not just boating that he works with. He does everything with enforcement and the conservation laws, et cetera. So I hope you don't mind coming back again. Do you, my friend?
Nope. I would look forward to it.
All right. Take care. Thank you once again so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577, and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're enjoying today's show. We're having a lot of fun ourselves. Trust me, I'm having fun. But let's get into some outdoor news for everybody out there. Okay, this comes from Mount Morris, Illinois. Area residents are thrilled to hear about the much-loved area with the cabins, the lodges, the gift shops, the restaurant, all at White Pines Forest State Park is going to reopen. That's right. It's the White Pines Lodge. And it's going to be a little bit of touch of the old, a little bit of touch of the new. And the cabins and restaurants will be operated in style the customers have been used to for many, many years, something like about 82 years. One notable change is that name. It's now the White Pines Lodge. I like that. The Illinois DNR was instrumental in the name choice, as it allows all the other lodges kind of sound the same throughout the state. I think that's a good idea. So, it's a family business. The Nolan Capital Incorporated is going to be the concessionaire there, and they have numerous concessions and state, local concessions, operations, retail and vendors, restaurants. I think they know what they're doing, so I'm pretty excited about this, and we'll once again be able to go to enjoy White Pines State Park. Hey, you know, in Michigan, with the high temperatures and way too dry activity in the weather, with no rainfall for the next several days yet to come, fire danger is very high. And I mean, it is very high across northern Michigan. And that means the southern peninsula as well as the upper peninsula. This means taking precautions is very important with the wildfire potential of really causing a lot of problems, or, you know, while you're enjoying the outdoors. Please, a spark from a campfire, an ATV, an ORV, you know, anything, a cigarette, anything that you just arbitrarily don't think would start a forest fire, they are. A down power line, yes. A chain dragging on a trailer can start a forest fire. It hits a rock, it sparks, and next thing you know, there's a fire. But so, you know what? The Michigan DNR wants us all to be extremely aware of it. If you're even green grass is not safe around, because it could look green and still be dry. So with over like 2,000 acres have been burned already and 200 wildfires in 2021, they really want us to be conscious of campfires, making sure they're not just put out, they're really out and cold. Fireworks, don't shoot off fireworks in the woods, because you're only going to start a forest fire. It's that simple. So please remember that this time of the year in our friends in Michigan and anywhere, Illinois and some areas of Wisconsin are very dry. This weekend in Wisconsin is the perfect weekend to head north. The Department of Natural Resources is hosting their 9th annual Free Fun Weekend, June 5th to the 6th. Park admissions are free. Fishing licenses and trail passes are waived. You have to obey by all the rules, but it's a great way to enjoy the 49 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly something like 14 or 15,000 lakes. That's a lot of bodies of water. Not that far away from us. Let's all remember that, enjoy it, and have some fun. We're in the great outdoors in the state of Wisconsin this weekend. Okay. Now it's time for the Aiden Fishin Report. This Fishin Report is brought to you by our friends at waterworks.com at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Tell them you like that. They sponsor Aiden's Fishin Report on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Grandpa, we got the boat in White Lake, and we're spanking the bluegill and crappie and bass from around the pier where the boat is. Mom said I'm starting to talk like you when I told her we were spanking the fish. I'm not sure if she was mad at me or not. We're going this weekend, and I think it should be really good again. Also, I'm ready. Dad and I went to the Grand River near Grand Rapids, and the old guys were happy to see me because they haven't seen me in 2 weeks, and they were all yelling my name, "Hey, Aiden, come down here." They said things are kind of slow, but some guys said the walleye were decent and the smallmouth were getting better. They said lots of bluegill though in the back bayous. They must be spawning, I bet. Roger's dad and him fished Lake Michigan out of Muskegon. The salmon fishing there was a little bit tough, but they were in 160 to 250 feet of water, orange and green spoons, and they were going from the top down about 90 feet. Linda Sue and her mom fished Muskegon Lake, getting walleye and bluegill. And I'm invited over for dinner. I thought you would like to know that. Sue's dad, on his day off, fished the Muskegon River fly fishing. He said he caught a few trout along the shoreline and on the gravel. He said he saw some guys catching pike that were fishing for them. So the next time he goes out, he may go fishing for pike, because that sounds like a really good idea. Hope to see you soon so we can fish off the pier and the boat. I'm ready. Now let's hear from Captain Tony on the Big Pond. Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Chance. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I've been looking at photos you've been posting all week. Oh, my God, Tony. Oh, my gosh.
There are some beautiful fish being caught. Once in a while, we are in close, which means anywhere from 120 to 150. There are lakers between 150 and 190, and the mother load of cohos are 275 to 350.
Ooh.
Deep water cohos.
Yeah, I call it We call it blue water fishing on Chauncey's Great Outdoor.
Blue water fishing is right. Yeah, those cohos just kept going east. And last June, they were right there where we needed them to be. But this year, they're out deep, deep. So we have to run pretty far. Mm-hmm. It's probably 9 miles to 10 miles, even 11 miles. Depends how far, you know, you want to follow the pod, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay, so if you're fishing deep water, are you still going with flies and dodgers?
Yeah, still use the same stuff for cohos. Yeah, I had a yellow bird today out 45 feet behind it, and we hooked up with some nice cohos. Drop a rigger down deep with, you know, your favorite spin and glow or your lake trout rig, and, you know, 150 down, 180 down, you'll see some lake trout down there. There are some rainbows around, so be prepared.
Okay. And when the action's on, it's on, and it could go from quiet to helter-skelter, right?
Oh, fast and furious. That's what we like. It's crazy. You know, you go a little bit, you know, nothing, then you get one, you know, and they're not grouping up. Then you go a little further, you get two on.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go for a while, there's nothing. Then all of a sudden you get like a triple, and it's like, wow, where'd they come from, you know? But there are fishing pods out there, you know. After you go so far, just turn back around on them.
Mm-hmm. And they're sitting on the food somewhere, right?
Right, right. The cohos are eating flies. The flies were ridiculous out there the last couple days. They live out on the water, people. They don't come from shore. The floor was black in my boat from the flies. They weren't biting yet, but they were out there, you know, just being a nuisance. We had some nice south wind today, blew them right away.
Good, 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 good.
You know.
Good. And once again, I know a lot of weekends are full. You may get a crack opening here or there. You have, you do charters for smaller groups also on your boat.
Yeah, twos and fours. I did have Father's Day open up, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that was one that just snuck up here, and it opened up really quick for, you know, coming up here in a couple weeks. So.
Well, I think somebody needs to book that right today with Captain Tony.
There you go.
Okay, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for a charter, Tony?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. All my pricing is on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
And what do we all yell on the Diamond Ghost?
Grab their rod, grab their rod.
Fish on, get the rod, get the rod.
Fish on, great, right
great, 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 great.
Be safe out there, everybody.
All right, thank you, Tony. Everybody, that's Captain Tony and DiamondGhostCharters.com. Really, he is one of the greatest charter captains on Lake Michigan. Always good to hear from Captain Tony. Perch fishing in Illinois waters opens on June 15th. Remember that. And in Indiana waters, Tyree Williams, my reporter, said 65 to 110 foot of water straight out. You're working Burns Ditch across flies, dodgers, spoons, spinning glows. They all took fish for him. And Wolf River in Fremont, walleye bites getting better. And there's white bass are still hitting minnows. Good sign. Whoop, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Ogallala Sioux Nation. Live with the earth, not on top of it. Live with the earth, not on top of it. From the Ogallala Sioux Nation. How very true. And you know what? It's going to be a warm weekend, so please drink lots of water. Keep yourself hydrated. Water is the best thing to hydrate. I know there's other beverages, but water will be the best thing to keep you hydrated. And get the people out. If you're going to enjoy some free fishing up in Wisconsin, free fishing weekend, that's a great one. We've got some other ones coming up next week, and we'll keep you posted on our Facebook page. So I tell you what, everybody, remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. See you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.